Welcome, everybody. This is 517 Redeemed. I am Mark Keith, here to give you some spiritual wisdom and some guidance on inner healing and deliverance. See, a lot of times, you know, we face some very great issues in life, things that cannot be overcome through our own strength or cannot be overcome through conventional methods or cannot be overcame through other people's experience and the wisdom of this world. I'm here to give you some spiritual wisdom and guidance and a little bit of anointing to break the yoke. Now, we have heard this story many a times in many ways, but God has placed an anointing on this story for breakthrough. Hallelujah. So definitely bear with me and listen to the very end to get the breakthrough. Amen. There's definitely a prophetic anointing on this message here. And this message is called, this episode is called Facing Goliath. Facing Goliath. Now, a lot of times in our lives, we go through things that we like to consider like it's a very big mountain, right? We have this big old mountain in front of us, this big old issue in front of us. And every mountain to us looks like a molehill to God, amen? But this is a very huge mountain in front of us in our lives, right? And it is an uphill battle from here when we're looking up this major mountain, this major issue to tackle in our life. It's a major uphill battle. And in every battle has an enemy, right, that needs to be dealt with. That is a hindrance from us making up to the top of that hill or to the top of that mountain or where we are supposed to be more than conquerors of that issue in our life. Amen. So there's an enemy that needs to be dealt with in order for us to take the mountain. Amen. So I go ahead and go with this this story of Goliath, right? David and Goliath in this story. Give you a little bit of a background information. I may read a little bit of the scripture just to give you a little bit of a background. I'm not going to go through the whole story, but there's some very key points in this story that really jumped out to me, and it really spoke to me, and it blessed me, and I hope that it does the same for you. Amen. So in this story, and we're starting off in the beginning of this story, there were the Philistines, right? The army that Israel was going up against, right? As they were going to go and take the promises that were promised to them, they had to go ahead and fight for it. But in the way of their destiny, right? They had this army called the Philistines, who were at the top of the mountain that they needed to take. Like, they were in the way. They were blocking. They were a hindrance. And it says that a champion named Goliath, right, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistines' camp, right? It says he was a giant. You know, I'm not going to go into all what he weighed and all that type of stuff. Let's just say he was a giant. He was a major issue, a major hindrance. Amen. And in the midst of many issues, right? They couldn't even really think to overtake this army before they could take care of this major big issue and hindrance of even winning the battle before they can even go into the battle. Amen. All right. And it says he stood and he shouted to the ranks of Israel, right? He shouted, he heralded insults, he heralded curses and all type of things, right, that made them ashamed and very self-centered and self-aware, right, to the point where they began to look at their own strength instead of the strength of God that they came in, right? And it says here, like, in the name that he comes in, right, he goes and he boasts about being a Philistine, right, being a giant and saying that, yeah, I come in the name of all these different gods, right, their gods, their pagan gods and their power, right? And they say, this is very interesting to me right here, it pops out, it says that you come in the name of King Saul. Doesn't even say that you come in the name of the Most High God. It says you come in the name of King Saul. Right? You come in the man of conventional wisdom. You come in the name of man's wisdom. You come in the name of physical strength, your own strength, your own power. You come in somebody else's name, something that is not even powerful enough to overtake me. This is what Goliath is saying, right? That name isn't powerful enough. Pay attention closely. Hallelujah. And it talks about King David, right? Before he was even a king, he was a little boy, one who attending the sheep. It says that he was being about his father's business. You see, when we're about our father's business, when we're keeping the kingdom of God first, right, and all his righteousness, then that anointing comes upon us, is what empowers us, right, to go in the right name, to go in the right power, to take care of these Goliaths, to take care of these major issues, this very, very major hindrance of us actually going to take and do this battle correctly. You know, see, we're going out and we're just battling. We're seeing the enemy. We're seeing the major issues in our lives, and we're trying to attack each and every one of these issues. But we're not pinpointing the major issue here, which is Goliath. Amen. So we'll go ahead and skip all the way to the point where it says, you know, he was used to being about his father's business. He was attending to the sheep. And then one day he decided to put that responsibility in a trusted person's hands to go ahead and check on his brothers, to go ahead and check on the battlefield here. So he went to go and check out on their well-being. And in the midst of that, he heard all this cursing and all this loud mouthing. You know, that just didn't settle right with him. You know what? This ain't what I'm used to. I'm used to continuous victory, you know, because victory belongs to Jesus. Amen. The battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. Why is this loudmouth Philistine, uncircumcised God with no covenant with the Lord boasting and being so proud and talking about a victory before the battle was even fought? And everybody else is sitting here just standing because powerless because they're in the name of Saul. They're in trusting in some other strength that is not God's strength. They're trusting in conventional wisdom. They're trusting in some other steps. They're trusting in somebody else's experience, some other person's battle prowess. Let's keep on reading because there's some other things that stands out here in the story, right? And it talks about the brother of David. It says that he was angry at David. He was like, man, what the heck are you doing here? Are you coming to watch the battle? I know your heart, man. It is evil. So you got to watch them type of people sometimes. You know what I mean? When you go ahead and face these Goliaths, when you go ahead and face these battles, right, to overcome, right? There's these voices in your head, or these voices of these other people that comes and tries to discourage you and say, you know what, you ain't never going to change. You're never going to overcome this addiction. You're never going to overcome this major problem in this life. You've always been this way. You're going to always stay this way type of nonsense, right? And then the biggest voice is the one in your own mind trying to talk you out of even facing Goliath, right? And praise God that King David, you know, didn't idolize his brothers too much to the point where he let that discourage him to even going forth, right? The main thing was on his mind. It was like, oh, so, okay, what they offering? What they offering to take down this little issue in the eyes of God? You see what I'm saying? What are they offering? And they go ahead and give them the rundown of what it is they were offering. And I guarantee you, that was not what was significant in the eyes of David. In the eyes of David was seeing the glory of the Lord all the way through. That's what was significant to him. It was an opportunity, hallelujah, to see God's glory. Amen. Just like and through this word and through this message, there's an opportunity for all of us to see God's glory through to the very end, hallelujah, of what it is we believe is a major issue in our lives, something that we cannot overcome through our own power, through our own strength, through our own means, and through our own understanding, and through our own wisdom. We've tried so many things. We've tried these 12 steps. We've tried even some scriptures. We've tried some people's prayers. We've tried other people's abilities, right? But the battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. It is something that we must lean on God for. Hallelujah. And it says that in the Bible, in this story, that he went to Saul and he offered. He said, you know, worry not. The Lord is going to go ahead and deliver the head of Goliath to you this day. Right? Going with the confidence, the utmost confidence in God. It wasn't within himself now. You need to understand. It has nothing to do with our limitations or the expectations of how great we think we are. It has everything to do with where our limitations begin and the glory of God begins. Amen. Because the battle's not ours. I done said this already. We need to get that and let it hit home. It's not ours. It's the Lord's. Victory is already won. Victory belongs to Jesus. Amen. So, as he states, right, this to Saul, Saul was like, man, you're not even a warrior. You just nothing but a little child. You're a little boy. This man right here has been a warrior since his youth. Since he was your age, he's been fighting battles and he's been overcoming. How the heck you going to defeat him? Matter of fact, you don't even have armor here. Go ahead and take this armor. Now, that armor here in this story is representing conventional wisdom. It's representing somebody else's experience. It's representing somebody else's way, somebody else's pattern. Hallelujah. And it is not the glory of God. It is not the victory that is already won. You see, when we go in the name of the Lord and we go in almighty and powerful, manifold wisdom of the Most High God, right? It is he who looks at where it is that we are, right? It's not no one-size-fit-all type of curriculum or no one-size-fit-all type of solution, right? God has a specific solution for you, for your problem, for your battle, amen. And he has a way to overcome, amen. He is the victory. The battle belongs to him, right? The victory is already won. All you need to do is tap in to the glory of God. Amen. It's about time that we stop depending in or trusting in the horses and the chariots and the strength of man or even our own strength, right? In our own ways, in our own understanding. And it's about time we acknowledge the glory and the almighty and power of God, right? Because that right there is going to see us all the way through and to the very end, coming out the other side victorious and having overcame this Goliath in our life. Amen. So it says, let's go ahead and skip a whole lot more in the story where David began to go ahead and approach this Goliath, this giant, this major issue, this hindrance, right? For him to go ahead, that was standing in the way of his destiny, standing in the way of him taking the hill and taking the mountain, let alone even fighting the battle before him, the whole army itself, right? As the Bible talks about that this giant began to hurl insults and began to throw curses at him and try to make him feel ashamed of his size and his own strength and boast about his power and boast about all the previous battles and previous victories that he didn't had in similar battles. What makes you think this is going to be any different? And I'm here to tell you what is making this different this time around. Amen. As when David said to the Philistine, he said, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Hallelujah. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Hallelujah. The very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army, the whole army, this whole battle, hallelujah, is about to be trampled underfoot in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. About to give it to the birds and the wild animals and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. The whole world will know, hallelujah, that God is with us. The whole world will know that it is nothing but God who has given me this deliverance, given me this inner healing, given me everything that I need pertaining to life and godliness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, as we face the Goliath in our life, I want us to see and take a look at what it represents in our life, right? For a lot of us, it's the source of fear. It is the source of cursing, the things that curse us. It's the source of secret sins, right? And hindrances, bringing limitations and shame. It is the very thing that keeps us from drawing closer to God. It is the very thing that keeps us from living the victorious life and that abundant life that God has promised to give us through Christ Jesus, right? Goliath represents the source of our struggle for victory. It's easy to see the whole army in the battle, the multiple issues, the fruit, right? That hinders, right? The addictions and all these other different things, right? That keeps us from even beginning to battle, to advance, or the multiple issues in our life, right? We see so many things to tackle, but in reality, all we need to do is take care of the source. For example, we have issues with alcohol and drug addictions, poverty issues, sex, lust, and porn addictions, right? Food, losing weight issues, etc. We can see all these and the problem, and indeed they are a problem, right? But they are not the reason, right, to the problem. They are not the root of our issues. See, in this story being referenced here, Goliath was a source that hindered through fear, curse, and shame from advancing to even fight against the Philistines. So the idea of victory wasn't even a thought. If all we see is this major issue, it's like, how are we going to get over this? Can't even begin to go ahead and start tackling these other things until I face this major issue. I'm trying to shine some light here, right? And what we're beginning to discuss here, if you can understand, and a lot of us are familiar with the terminologies here, we're talking about root causes here. We're talking about the reasons behind our decision making. Amen. We're dealing with those things. We're going a bit deeper. We're not beginning to even think about the addictions. We're not going to start thinking about all these different things. We're going to the very heart of the issue here. See, many decide to give in instead of facing him, right? It's like, you know what? I can't go ahead and face this issue. It's too painful. It's too much of a reality. You know, every time I begin to think about that, that same pain comes up and I don't want to relive it again. I don't even want to think about it. So you drink, you overeat, you do all these different things, porn, all these different things, right? To go ahead and gain some comfort, not knowing that that right there is killing you. Right? So we must face our Goliath. We must face our inner issues. We must face our reasons. We must face them, right? So that we face the source, that we may win our victory, right? This is how we get free. Amen. So to put it in simple terms, we will be facing our reasons to pinpoint the area needing healing and to cut off the head so we can be free to win our battles. Amen. We're going to be going deep so that way we can be facing the reason for why it is we pick up that alcohol bottle. We're going to be facing the reason for why it is we choose to use drugs. We're going to be facing that reason why we are stuck in poverty. We're going to be facing that very reason. Why we are addicted to sex. Why we have intimacy issues. Why we are imprisoned and bound by lust and porn addictions. We're going to be facing the reason why we have a gluttonous nature to where we have food addictions and having issues with losing weight. We're going to be facing the reasons why we go and run to these things as a source of comfort and not Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, right? Or receiving the Holy Spirit or following the ways of the Holy Spirit, which is the comforter that Jesus Christ has promised us. Why is it that we're going to these substitutes and these alternatives that promise comfort but constantly robs us and is killing us and is not giving us comfort that we think it is giving us? You see, we must cut these things off at the head in the name of Jesus. You see, David is a representation of what it looks like to fully trust. We put our hope, faith, and trust, right, in God through this battle, right? And being filled with his spirit, right? His very God-like nature, amen. Running toward the problem, not hiding from the problem, not coming up with excuses why there is this problem, not falling into the deception that keeps us bound by this very problem, where we begin to look at ourselves as victims instead of victors, right? In Jesus, amen. We will no longer be bound. We will no longer be chained by these different things that we think is comfort, right? It's comfortable to stay stagnant. It's comfortable to not face this Goliath, right? Because looking at something like Goliath, it is very uncomfortable, right? When the children of Israel, before they took Jericho, right? Some people came back with a report that was not so edifying, that was not so encouraging. It was 8 people out of 10 people crying and insecure, thinking about their own strength, thinking about their own abilities. You know, they rather had stayed where it is. They already, you know what? This right here is good. Those people are giants. We look like grasshoppers. See, this issue is too big for me. I can't do it. Every time I look at it, I am reminded of that incident. Every time I look at it, I am reminded of that experience. Every time I look at it, the pain comes back up, and I don't want to face it. We must face our Goliaths today and right now in the name of Jesus to receive our victory, to receive our breakthrough. We must be like the 2 out of the 10, right, who looked and they saw opportunity. They did not see the extent of their own abilities. They saw, hallelujah, what God can do. They saw what God promised them. They saw that all the thing they needed to do was step out on faith. You see, where a lot of people saw a bunch of issues, they saw opportunity for the glory of God to be revealed. They saw opportunity for breakthrough and deliverance and overcoming. Hallelujah. And I'm here to show you and pinpoint the Goliaths in your lives. Hallelujah. Keeping you from ascending your mountains in life is nothing but an opportunity for you to receive the blessings of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Right? So David is a symbol of one being filled with the Holy Spirit, right? Running towards the problem instead of running away from the problem and hiding the problem, masking the problem with all these different things of comfort. There's only one comfort, and that is in the presence of God. And I'm going where the presence of God is. The presence of God is having me face this Goliath because I want more. Hallelujah. So I'm going to face this issue. I'm not going to hide from this issue. I'm not going to run away from this issue. I'm not going to sit here and act like it doesn't exist. I'm going to be real with God about this issue, and I'm going to allow the glory of God and the power of God to go and do what my limitations cannot do. Hallelujah. Go on, filled with the power of God and His Spirit towards this problem, right? With the rock. Come on. He went with a rock. He went with a rock, the Bible says. A rock and a sling. Now that rock, somebody, I know you remember the passage of scripture. When Jesus asked Peter, who do you believe that I am, right? He said, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. And he said, you know what? Man has not revealed it. Nobody has revealed this. You see, the way, the pattern, the ability has not been given to you because it's not a one size fit all. Amen. It is something that can only come from on high. You see, he received from on high. He said, but my Father in heaven has revealed that to you. And I tell you that upon this rock, I shall build my church. On this rock, I shall build my government. On this rock, I shall build my representatives of the kingdom of heaven. Come on, somebody. This rock, hallelujah, in David's hand symbolizes Jesus Christ. That rock symbolizes receiving something that is from on high, not something that has been given, hallelujah, by the ways of man. That is something that is not having to do with the trust in man, because it's better to trust in God than to trust in man. Hallelujah. See, he went with something that was on high to attack the problem with the rock, with a revelation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And cut off the head of the issue. Cut off the head of Goliath. Whew, praise the Lord. You see, David was anointed by God for a purpose. Just like you and I have a purpose. And these very things are in our way and hindering us from achieving whatever goals in life that we have set out, or keeping us from drawing nigh and closer unto God. Hallelujah. David was anointed by God for a purpose. And this loudmouth thing standing in the way of him ascending and accomplishing that very purpose was in the way of where he was trying to get to, of where it is he needed to go. All he saw was the destination. All he saw was God at the top of this mountain, already in victory. And what he did was, with this revelation, come on, that rock represent the revelation. With this revelation that he received from on high, come on, it's to go be with wherever God was. And God was at the top of that mountain. So let each and every one of us take a look at this issue of life, right? Take a look at this issue of life. Take a look at this soul, our souls. Do a little bit of soul searching, right? As the Bible says, right? To guard our hearts, right? To guard the will, our hearts, right? To guard our souls, because out of it flows the issue of life. Out of it is the wellspring of life. Let us do a little bit of soul searching. Let us look at the Goliaths in our lives. And let us begin to look at God and where he is. Because where he is not only where we are supposed to be. Where he is where he's calling us to. Where he is what he's saying, that this is where not only you need to be, this is where you can come to freely. It starts with the revelation from on high. It starts with a rock. starts with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You see, in war, especially in the old time, ways of warfare, right? In war, see, the one that takes out the enemy general and command center usually wins the war. You see, the war is usually won once the enemy general and the command center is taken out. See, the rest of the battles become easy, not having a headquarters or a command to even rally around. You see, this major issue, this general issue in our life, this Goliath, this very thing that all the other issues and demons and all these hurts and all these bad habits and all these addictions are rallying around. We must go ahead and take out this general issue in our life. We must go ahead and cut the head off the snake. We must go ahead and cut the head off the army, and the battle is won. The battle becomes that much more easy for victory because the enemy begins to scurry around. It has nothing to really rally around. It has nothing to really be attracted to. I hope somebody really got that, that point, that principle. You see, once we begin to deal with the inner issue that needs inner healing, there is no room for the demonic. There is nothing to attract it. Once we begin to deal with the issues of life, right, that needs inner healing, there is no room for addiction. Hallelujah. You see, the root causes or the reasons are our general issues, pretty much. That all our habits and issues rally around, as I was just trying to explain, right? It even attracts the demons. So let this be not just any old prophetic message, right? Let this be something that has shed some serious light and pinpointed a specific area in your life that needs some inner healing. A general issue that needs to be taken out, that needs its head cut off, right? But it starts with the rock. It starts with the revelation from on high. It starts with Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the blood of Jesus Christ is that strong, right? He already said that it was finished when he gave up the ghost on the cross. It's just, what report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe that big brother report that's in your mind? Talking about, I know you. You're evil. You can't do this. Go back home. Stay down. Or are you going to believe the Sauls of the world, right? The people, the know-it-alls that think they know the way, that have the one-size-fit-all solution, the conventional wisdom, the methods of this world, right? And let's just face it here. Like, even us people who are anointed and appointed, sometimes we miss the mark too, because sometimes we love people, and we want everybody to be saved and everybody to be healed. Sometimes we miss the mark by coming with a one-size-fit-all solution. And we forget that it has to be something that has to be a revelation from on high. It has to be the rock for the individual. So I'm here to encourage you to go get your rock. Go get your rock and slay the demon. Go get your rock and slay that addiction. Go get your rock and slay that issue, that general issue of life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me go ahead and close this out in a prayer here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, Father, for this message. And I thank you, Father God, for helping me in delivering this message. I thank you, Lord God, for your anointing that is on this message. And I thank you, Father God, for the wonderful work that you began in the listeners through this message. And God, I pray, God, that we don't want to do anything half. We don't want to do anything partial. Just pray, Father God, the work that you began in each and every one of us, including myself, God, that you carried on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we are making the stand and we're making the decision today to face our Goliaths. Each and every Goliath is something different for each and every one of us. We're facing our Goliath, Father God. And I pray, God, that you give us that rock, that revelation for each and every one of us, Father God. Hallelujah. To slay our Goliath and cut off its head in the name. To cut it out at the root in the name of Jesus, God. See, I wish I was there with some of these listeners to try to help them get through it. But Lord God, I'm not there. You are, though. And you can show them. You can guide them. Hallelujah. Because you are the way. Period. Everything began and everything ends with you. You are the Ancient of Days. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So right now, Father God, I loose your wisdom, your divine wisdom. Right now, Father God, I loose your strength and your power, hallelujah, from on high, God, to every listener, Lord God, to go forth. Not only face their general issue, not only to face the Goliath, but to overcome. The rock of revelation from on high. Hallelujah. To overcome. To chop off the head of the enemy. To overcome. To ascend the mountain, the very mountain in their life, Father God, to overcome. Victory is ours because victory belongs to you, God. In the name of Jesus. You are with each and every one of them. This is what you want them to know. He wants y'all to know that he is with each and every one of you. And neither of you are by yourselves. Neither of you are facing these issues by yourself in your own strength. Just as David went in my name, just as David went and my glory, seeing me on the top of that hill and seeing the battle already won. You shall go forth in the strength and the Almighty God and the power of God, slaying and overcoming this Goliath in each and every one of your lives. It shall not overtake you. It shall not overcome you any longer. This time, it'll be different. I don't care how many times you have succumbed to each and every one of these bondages and how many times you have failed. This time is going to be different. This time you shall overcome because victory is mine, says the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, declares the Lord. And my spirit belongs to you. My spirit is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you are more than an overcomer, declares the Lord. Step in to this new place. Step in to this identity of who you are in me. Step in to this more than an overcomer, the one who has overcame, because it is past tense. You shall no longer be held to the past. You shall no longer be linked to whatever it was, the bad decision making and all these different things. You shall no longer be linked to those things. You shall now be linked to who you are in Christ Jesus, the one who has already overcame more than an overcomer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you so much, Father God, for the anointing that breaks every yoke. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for inner healing. We thank you, Lord God, that for you are our Prince of Peace, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace that transcends all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, that even though our hearts and our minds condemn us, God, that you are bigger and you are greater than us. You're bigger and you are greater than our hearts and our minds, God. We are going in your name. We are going in your power. We're going in your strength, Lord God. We're going in your glory, God. We're not going in ourselves anymore. Ourselves, the extents of ourselves, Father God, were the very things in which we chose these different outlets, these different bad habits, these different addictions as our comfort. Lord God, we choose your spirit as our comfort. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, and we thank you for the breakthrough, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, continue what it is you begin, Lord God, in us, Lord God, and cleanse and clean up all the infection, not only from this general inner issue, but Father God, of all our decision making after not dealing with that and trying to use that as a means of comfort, Lord God, and use these different ways to deal with that issue. That was not the way, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you cleanse all the infection and all the disgustingness. Cleanse it, Lord. Purify and replace it, Lord, with your love, God. Hallelujah. And replace it, God, with your peace, Lord. And replace it, God, with your joy, God. Because in your presence, hallelujah, there is fullness of joy. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, God. I seal this by the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, God. Amen and amen. God bless you. You go forth. You have a wonderful day. And definitely ponder this a little bit. Take this before the Lord and see where any of this can be a blessing to you. I love you. God loves you. He is for you and he is with you.